Matthew 19:2 says, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. God, I thank you that as a follower of Jesus, Lord, that one of the most awesome gifts that you've paid for us is that you've paid for our healing. You paid so that we can receive this gift of healing into our lives. So I just declare every follower of Jesus, I just declare every follower of Christ healed in Jesus' name. Lord, that there is no lack, there is no, I just declare shalom, nothing missing, nothing lacking, that what the devil has tried to release to them, that breaks in Jesus' name, and they walk in divine healing as a follower of Jesus Christ. Lord, Matthew 21:14 says, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Lord, I just declare that the houses of God across America and around the world, Lord, that in your house, God, the lame can come. In your house, the blind can come. And when they come, they don't leave the way they came. God, but even in the temple, even in the house of God, even in the sanctuary, God, there's faith in your people for Jesus to heal. I ask, God, that you would stir pastors to believe for this again. I ask, oh God, that you would call men and women of God to the place of fasting and praying when the houses of God are gathered together on Sundays or whenever they meet throughout the week or at a conference or at a crusade. God, that when your people come together, Lord, your word says that even when there are two or three gathered, you're in the midst. And when you're there, healing is there. I pray, God, that the households of faith across this great nation and around the world would be known for places of healing. God, in the name of Jesus, physical healing, emotional healing, healing in the families that attend those churches. I pray, God, that you would interrupt man-made programs and man-made systems. God, destroy them with the power of the Holy Spirit that people can leave healed. You did it in this temple. God, I ask that you would do it in the households of faith across America and around the world. Father, that every church that gathers in your name, every church that gathers in your name, Father, that the power of the blood and the name of Jesus is so lifted up in their temple, in their place of worship, God, that no one leaves, God, broken, no one leaves wounded, no one leaves bleeding, but every person that comes to the house of God leaves delivered, leaves healed, leaves made whole by the blood. In the name of Jesus, let every house of worship be a house of healing. Let every house of worship be a house of glory. Let every house of worship be a house of deliverance. Let every house of worship be a house of peace. Let every house of worship be a house of joy. Let every house of worship be a house of freedom. Let every house of worship be a house of deliverance. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter the culture. It doesn't matter the denomination. What matters is Jesus, Lord of that house. Is Jesus Lord of that house? I ask God that since it's your temple, since it's your sanctuary, since it's your house, let healing be released. So when the blind comes, they know they can leave healed. When the lame comes, they know they can leave healed. When the addicted comes, they know they can leave healed. When marriages that are broken come, their marriage can leave healed. When those who are crying and wounded by life, when they come into the house of God, they can leave healed, delivered, and set free. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, your word says in Mark 1:34, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. God, I thank you that there is no demonic attack of the enemy that can stand against the Jesus that we serve. I thank you, God, that when you come, it serves notice on the enemy because they know who Jesus is. They know his power, they know his strength, and they know his might. And God, there's a confidence in us as believers that our God is greater and our God is stronger. And when the enemy tries to speak, you silence the voice of the enemy. And right now, I just declare everyone that is listening, God, everyone that is praying with me right now, God, that when the enemy tries to speak negative, tries to speak lies, tries to speak doubt, fear, and unbelief, Lord, that you silence the voice of the enemy. You silence the voice of the enemy. You silence the voice of the enemy that speaks in our minds, that speaks in our lives, speaks in our houses, speaks in our situations. God, I just thank you that right now the light of the enemy is being silenced and your voice is being released. And when you speak, you're speaking healing. You're speaking victory. You're speaking deliverance. You're speaking power. You're speaking freedom in the name of Jesus. And we declare, God, that you're truth and the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that when we come to you knowing that you long to heal us. You want to free us. You desire us to be whole. You came that we would be healed. You came that we would be delivered. So we receive it in Jesus' name. We say no to the lie of the enemy, and we say yes to the love of Jesus. We say yes to the healing power of Jesus.